And now, the KHMB feature story of the week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB feature story of the week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Our feature story of the week concerns a very important topic, and that is what happens when you're in a situation and somebody has had an accident which has caused massive bleeding on the part of the person, and he needs help. And you might be the only person around until the medics arrive. Well, there's a program that is going to be held coming up on June the 22nd here locally. It's called Stop the Bleed, Save a Life. One of the people that is involved in putting that together is David Cosgrave. He's the former fire chief here in Half Moon Bay. He's now gone on and he's still involved in doing wonderful things for our community, both at the county level and also the local level. David, why don't you tell us exactly what you're doing in regards to the search program, which is putting this program on.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Yeah, so the Coastside Emergency Response Team is going to host the Stop the Bleed class, as you said, the 22nd at the firehouse in Half Moon Bay. It's an opportunity for people to learn how to stop, like you said, the critical bleeds, right? So just like CPR wasn't taught in the day and things like that, now, you know, people know CPR. People know that there's a defibrillator device at the airport and you can find that. Now they're putting in Stop the Bleed kits in places where you would see defibrillators and stuff like that, because it is critical to stop an arterial bleed or a bleed that's a serious significant as soon as possible, right? There's only so much you can do by replacing it. So you want to keep it in the body, right? There's nothing better than what Mother Nature has done to your body and puts it in there. So, Stop the Bleed is, real basic skills to save a life. But if you don't practice them, you can't do that. So we're giving people the opportunity to, learn a skill and perform life-saving skills.
I think the thing that surprised me is the fact that a person can bleed out in 3 to 5 minutes. You know, we've all seen these television shows, police shows or something where somebody has been shot or maimed or whatever. You know, they've died fairly quickly because the person says, oh, they bled out. It just amazes me that a person could lose that much blood in such a short period of time.
It is amazing. I've seen things you would not think were a critical way to be injured. People that bang their shins and they just start to bleed profusely from that area and they can start to react to that loss of volume. So it can happen fast.
Well, the purpose of this particular exercise or program is to learn how to save a life. And it's going to be, as we said, on June the 22nd. It's going to be from noon to 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Coastside Fire Protection District Station number 40. Can you give us a little preview of some of the things that will be discussed or that people are going to learn?
You'll learn a little bit about basic anatomy, about, you know, how the body, you know, feeds itself with blood. And they'll talk about, like you did, about the volume of blood and what constitutes dangerous, like, you know, the loss of a soda can worth of blood. I mean, that's a significant amount from what your body has. So how to identify what a serious bleed is and, you know, the most effective ways to stop that bleeding. In addition to that, there are skills of putting on a tourniquet, which is one of the most effective ways to do it. And something I couldn't do as a paramedic, but now the layperson in the field can do it, is they have wound packing where you have treated material on the wound packing that will help you clot and stop the bleed faster, that you physically start stuffing into where the hole is. So, you know, in order to stop the bleed, you're supposed to be able to, you know, compress it on a bone, but if it's deep, you need to pack it with wounds. So it's tourniquets, it's bandages, and it's wound packing. So it's a very intensive class and a very good cadre that comes out and gives you the skills, makes you feel comfortable with that. You get to do all those skills over and over again.
Well, you had mentioned the fact that there are now kits available for this. So I guess those are some of the items that you just mentioned that would be in these kits that are now along with the some of these other items that are found in public places like airports, what have you.
Yeah, that's what would be in those boxes. You go to them, it'll say Stop the Bleed kit, just like it says defibrillator over here. It'll say Stop the Bleed, and you will be able to just open the box and pull it down, and it has the materials you need to save someone's life.
Now, I told my wife that I was very taken by the flyer, the publicity on this. And I said, you know, I think this is something that would be worthy of me attending. And she laughed and she said, yes, you who can't stand the sight of blood, how's that going to work? So how does that work? I mean, obviously there's not going to be real blood involved, but how do you convey the urgency of the situation?
Well, depending on the depth that the trainers go into, there may be simulated blood on some of the drills. If you can't take it, you know, if you're psychosomatic where you faint at the sight of blood, and even if it's fake blood, you could probably talk to the instructors and say, I don't want to have that in my scenario, and they could find a place to have you do it without the moulage, so to say. But yeah, it does take fortitude to be able to touch that. They'll give you blood, or they give you gloves and ways to keep yourself to protect you from blood, because that's one of the safety things they teach you in the class as well, is to protect yourself from blood. But it's a topic that you can't get around that factor. So,
well, and the thing of it is, in the real world, it is what it is. I mean, it's not going to be simulated.
Right, and it's better for you to get over that fear when it's a drill.
A practice, yes.
And you know it's not real, then maybe you can get that mindset in that when I have to do this, I have to do that. Because there are a lot of things that people do in life that they never thought they could do, but they have to do it, and you just block it out when you think about the job at hand and what you have to accomplish. So.
Well, you know, basically, when you were with the fire department and you said that you were involved in emergency situations, you actually went out on calls even prior. I think you had mentioned before we started this recording. So you've been in situations probably where you've seen people that have been injured and there's been, for lack of a word, a bloody situation.
Oh, absolutely. You never know. Sometimes people are critically injured and you don't see a lot of stuff. Other times you see a lot of blood, but they're not critically injured. So it's hard to tell from that alone. But they'll teach you how to look at people's skin signs and their reaction just at their eyes to see, you know, has this person lost a lot of blood? You know, because your body shows lots of signs when it's starting to compensate for that loss of blood.
Now, is there a limit to how many people can attend the class?
There is. That's why we have to have a sign up. So I think there's probably, 20 spots available at this time, still available.
So if somebody is listening to this and they say, yeah, I think this would be worthy of my time, I'd like to sign up, where do they go?
So you need to sign up at coastsidecert.com, and it's coastside, all one word, and then cert, which is C-E-R-T for Community Emergency Response Team. So coastsidecert.com. And if you have a question, you can do coastsidecert@gmail.com.
Are you going to be there at the class?
I will not. I have a prior engagement on that weekend, but I've been to this class 4 times in the county, and I've helped teach some similar classes, and it's always an excellent class. The cadre does an awesome job, and I've not had a complaint.
Well, I was just thinking that the class is from noon to 4, so that's 4 hours, so I guess they're going to be covering a lot of scenarios.
Exactly. I mean, you can take Stop the Bleed online. There's always online videos. Several people that deliver the curriculum. If you want to see what it's like, you can look online and see that. But this is actually a group of even some ex-military people who have war zone experience that tell you real life things. If you want to put a tourniquet on yourself or your partner, you can do that, right? It's just an invaluable opportunity to work with people who have actually done this skill and really understand it. So sometimes the Stop the Bleed classes are as short as an hour. Last time we did this one in Half Moon Bay, we scheduled it for 4 hours. At the 5-hour mark, some people were still around practicing. I don't know if this cadre will stay till 5 because this is in the afternoon, but they said that the coastside was the most engaged group of people that they've taught.
Well, that's very encouraging. In fact, you're part of the CERT program here on the coastside, and that's really grown over the years, hasn't it? A lot of people have joined it.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, with the CZU fires that have come close to us, the tsunami alerts that have come close to us, the power outages and the isolation from storms, people realize how isolated we are and that they need to get ready. So the Coastside CERT is kind of like that logical step of how do I get that knowledge of what I'm going to do when we are isolated.
Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in and sharing that with us. I think this is something that everybody should give some serious thought to, and I would encourage everybody to think about making some time for that event again. It's going to occur on Sunday, June 22nd. It runs from noon to 4, and maybe a little bit more. We don't know, but that's the scheduled training and learning time is noon to 4 on Sunday, June 22nd. And again, if a person wants to sign up for that, they would go to
CoastsideCert.com.
Right. Very good. Anyway, thank you so much for coming in and sharing that with us.
Thank you, Jim.
Stop the bleed. Save a life. You can learn how to save a life by attending a CERT class Sunday, June 22nd at the Coastside Fire Station in Half Moon Bay. On a personal note, I have signed up and invite you to do the same. More information at CoastsideCERT.com. That's CoastsideCERT.com. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson.